they exercise their human rights.
I will refuse to be silenced, and I will help others raise their voices against hate.
I will listen, learn, speak up, and take actions.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
Ngos waita, kreisui ganin kambarai kathu. Welcome to this week's edition of Today's Welsh Music. I'm Ed Reed, your host and producer. On this week's program, we'll have some tracks from the collection, supplemented by a few recent releases. We'll kick off this week's program with a track from Choir Var. From her recent Diwedd album, this is the title track. Was Diwedd from Choir Var. Choir Var is a fairly new project from the musician Mary Morgan, a musician who has played with Saron, Bitu, and Rogue Jones. She released her first single in May of this year, and she fairly quickly released her follow-up single, and her debut album, Diwedd, came out in July. She is what is considered a broadly alternative sound, as she was one of the artists who played at the encore stage at the recent Eisteddfod in Wrexham. Papur Wall is an eclectic alternative group from Caerdydd, with members originally from North Wales, who started performing in the mid-2010s. The band released their first single in 2018, and their first EP came out in 2019, which was very interesting. The band became better known after the release of their only album to date, Amser Mid Ardra, which was an excellent album that was very well received and which came out in 2021. However, the band has not played many gigs since that album, and there doesn't seem to have been any activity from them since 2022. Hopefully, the band is just in hibernation and will return at some point in the near future. I recently acquired their debut EP, which is even more eclectic than their album. And from this EP, Clay and Heed Mine Hoon, this is Pepper Walworth, and we're in the Ice Shack here on CFRC 101.9 FM. that was in a We're in the Eighth Shack in the Czech Republic from Pepper Wall. The group Callan is a traditional group that was formed by young, at the time, traditional musicians who met at a music course. And they played for the first time as a group at the Session Vardagetlai in 2006. The band originally concentrated on and remains best known for upbeat interpretations of traditional Welsh tunes, but with time, starting with their second album, they added original compositions, including some songs in English. This album coincided with the band playing more outside of Wales, and the slightly changed emphasis could be seen as an attempt to appeal more to their audience at their non-Welsh gigs. Callan has continued to this day, but some of the members now have various other projects, so they're not performing quite as frequently as they were when they started. From their Jonah album, this is Callan with Dance the Pelai.
Diolch, Patrick.
That was Dance the Pelai from Callan. You're listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. I'm Ed Reed, your host and producer. The project or group Francis Rees was founded in around 2022. Originally, it's a solo project from Beth Pugh from Tywyn in Gwynedd, following her participation in the Cathal Project for Female Musicians, and that included contributing to their singles and EPs. As a solo project, she released her first EP, Galada Fiesta Glass, in 2023, and also entered the Battle of the Bands competition at the Eisteddfod that year. She subsequently released a two-track single later in 2023. In 2024, Francis Rees became a three-piece group with the addition of Bethan and Cerios from South Wales. Francis Rees released their second EP, Hello, in 2024 and also played at the Eisteddfod that year. But since then, the project has gone quiet, And I have heard that the additional members who joined in 2024 may now be doing other things. I do very much hope that the project can continue, as I really enjoy their music, which is very original and innovative. From the Galata Fiesta Glass EP, this is Francis Rees with Minhuk. Minhuk, a joy from Francis Rees. Stuart Estelle is an experienced musician who over the years has performed different genres of music ranging from folk to classical, and he's originally from Redditch, south of Birmingham in England. He became aware of Welsh music and the language by serving as an organist at a Welsh chapel in Birmingham, but his interest in Welsh music became much more intense after he attended a concert by the group Det Blugi, and he was inspired by them. Enough so that he started the Fos Ghosg project that does alternative music in Welsh. He's also more recently moved from the Birmingham area to Wales and has become a Welsh tutor in Pembrokeshire, I believe. The first Folkskog single came out in 2022, and he's been releasing singles on a regular basis since then. And he's released so many singles that I seem to have missed some of his more recent releases. One of his 2023 singles was "I'm Glad of Renhines," and we'll have this for you now here in Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. Glad of Renhines from Folkskog. We'll finish off the first half of this week's program with a tune from Kaiva. Kaiva was a band from Rhythmon in Carmarthenshire who were active in the early 2000s. The band had an interesting melodic rock type sound, and they released an EP on Flack sublabel Rasp in 2006. The title track from the EP, Glau, also appeared on the Rasp compilation album, Rasp Coveralleen. This is Kaiva with Glau. That was Glau from Kaiva. You're listening to Cadeen Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. My name is Ed Reed. We're currently airing on selected affiliate stations, including CFRC in Kingston, Ontario, KXCJ in Cave Junction, Oregon, KOPN in Columbia, Missouri, and Beware the Radio out of London, Jokavar. And you can also listen to all our programs on my Mixcloud page at mixcloud.com/andread1. Carisso et al. We'll kick off the second half of the program with a tune from the group Java. From their Melny Jungle Java EP, this is Arras.
Thank you.
That was Arras from Java. Java is a group originally from Clanbetter Pont-Steffen, who were students at the local secondary school when they started performing. They started off around 2003, and their career received a major boost when they won a Battle of the Bands competition organized by Radio Cymru in 2004. As a result of winning this competition, they had the opportunity to record an EP, and the band's only EP, Mauni Jungle Java, which was released on signed sub-label Rassel, came out in 2005. This was an excellent release, full of youthful energy and inspiration, and the songwriting and musicianship on the album was far above what one would expect from a young band. Unfortunately, Java didn't last long after the release of their EP, as their members went the separate ways after secondary school. However, Rodri Daniel, the guitarist of Java, went on to play with the mainly English-language band Estrons, and most recently, he formed a new project, Headley, which has released two albums to date. The Cathod Collective was formed around 2020 as an offshoot of the Merkin and Nain Music Project, which aimed to encourage women to participate in popular music. Although artists from various styles participated in the Cathod Collective, including Helen Watkins, Beth Pugh from Francis Reese, who we heard earlier, Gwendolyn Morgan, and Kara Savannah, the Cathod output was largely electronic alternative music. However, there was a rotating cast of members for each track, so each track had a slightly different sound. Cathod ended up releasing 5 singles, and these were collected onto an EP, Cathod 1, that came out in 2022. From this EP, this is Cathod with Troes Lee here on Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music.
Try.
That was Truatli from Cathal.
Meow.
Signed Records, in spite of their not releasing rock material in any significant way over the last 10 years or so, has remained the leading Welsh record label since the early 1970s. We may yet see more rock-oriented material from Signed as they have some new management. But one area where Signed has been strong over the years, including recently, is that they are certainly the leader in releasing compilations in Wales. Throughout their history, they have released compilations of non-rock styles of music. And from the late 1970s to the early 2000s, they were also a leading label in releasing rock compilations, latterly on the Cry or Rassel sub-labels. One recent release was the Stivexpar Sign Tigueran album that came out this summer, just before the Eisteddfod. And this features traditional music in all its forms, from what would be considered pure traditional to more varied modern tracks. In addition to the recording debut of Elena Karras, another standout tune on the album was from the group Periant. From the Stivexpar Sign Tigueran album, this is Periant with Ken Pereder. Yeah. That was Ken Perretter from Perriant. You are listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. My name is Ed Reed. Check us out on Mixcloud, where you can listen to all our past programs at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. And for updates on our programs, follow our Facebook page at Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. The band or duo Happy Damwain is from Colwyn Bay on the North Wales coast, and this area is not generally known as a strongly Welsh-speaking area. Happy Damwain started performing in 2019, but they really came to prominence during the pandemic when the group released quite a few singles and EPs, while many other groups were unable to release new material. A lot of the releases during this time had pandemic-related themes, and there was great artwork on these as well. Happy Damwain released their first album, Hand or Can't, in 2021. And following on from this, the duo, which had been strictly a studio-based project until that point, started playing a few gigs in 2022, and an EP relating to their first tour appeared in September 2022 called Trefnidiaeth. Since that time, the group has released singles and albums on a regular basis, with their second album, Ní Né Nu, coming out in 2023, and their most recent album, Díwedd Hanes, was released in January of this year. From their Díwedd Hanes album, this is Happy Damwain with Adelaide. We'll be right back.
chydig bach o ddodrem a bwysiadu Lluniau gyda'r goriad a'r dyweld i'n gwenu Dyma dy adeilad Mi glywais i si
That was Adelaide Dye from Happy Day of Wine. We'll finish off this week's program with a tune from the band Melis. Melis is a group from Betizacoid, formed around Andrea Parker and Paul Adams, and they started performing in 1996 with an alternative sound. The band performs in both Welsh and English, with English predominant, and their first release was on the Angst label in 1996. However, the band formed their own label, Salem Records, in 1999, and this label also releases material by other artists. The band has released a total of 5 studio albums, and they came out with a great new Welsh single, Sclerio, earlier this year, and this was followed by their latest album, Second Wind. This is Melis with Sclerio.
Geiriau di A
Sclerio from Mellis. We've come to the end of this week's program, and I hope you've enjoyed it. You've been listening to Canadian Kilmarnock Heavy, today's Welsh music, and my name is Ed Reed, and we'll have a new program for you next week. Hoover Metro.
Visit the Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
Looking for a ride? Download the Modern City Taxi app to your mobile device and get to your destination quickly and safely while supporting a proudly Canadian local business, keeping your money in the community. Download the app now and get extra benefits like free advance booking, the ability to add your credit card and pay on the go, enjoying the freedom from price surging during high demand times. You can also call for a cab at 613-546-2222.